All right, guys, welcome to Napa. Not a better place to have a training camp than right here. I thought we started off well today. I thought for the first day of practice, I thought it was a pretty clean practice. I thought we worked well. We still got a lot of improvement that we've got to make. It's step one of a long journey. This is definitely a marathon. It's not a sprint. And we've got to come out here every day and get a little bit better every day. I thought we took a step forward today, and now we'll get in there and we'll watch the tape. Come back out here tomorrow, see if we can take another step forward.
Coach, teams around the league practice sometimes in the mornings. Why did you change the schedule up this year and go to these PM practices?
I just thought it was more conducive to learning. After going through it a couple of times last year and the year before, I did a lot of work with the staff in the off season. We talked about it a lot, about what was the best way for us to go out and teach, what was the best for these players as far as learning, what was the best for these players as far as the recovery on their body. And we just felt like it was the right thing for us to do. We had an opportunity to come out here in the morning. We met last night, did the install, came out here this morning. We were able to walk through the things that we installed offensively, defensively in the kicking game, and then get a chance to come out here and practice it at full speed. Now we'll go in and we'll watch the tape and we'll make those corrections. So I just think, from a learning standpoint, as far as teaching, I thought it was a better situation for us.
Dennis, how much flexibility will Matt have in play calling? In other words, in making adjustments, changing what he sees and all of that?
Well, I think he'll have some flexibility as far as what we do offensively. And a lot of it, basically it depends on him. And I think that's one of the reasons why, you want to go out and get a veteran quarterback, because it gives you more flexibility. It gives you the ability to do some more things. He's seen a lot of different looks from a lot of different defenses, and he's got the ability to make the adjustments and put us in the right place. So I think that's something that we're going to look at as we continue to go, and I think that's a good thing, and I think it'll help us out a lot.
A lot of plays timed up today seem well with tight ends for all the quarterbacks, but not so much with receivers. Is this just a first day of camp thing?
Yeah, I think the first day of camp, you're always going to have some things that you're going to have to work on. And I think the passing game is something that takes a little bit of time to get back into the rhythm, feel for each other, the quarterback get a good feel for the receivers, where they're going to be on each particular route. But, I thought we made some good plays down the field in the passing game. So I was not at all disappointed at the way we threw the ball. I thought we made some plays. Obviously, we weren't 100%, but I thought it was a good step forward.
You think of a few plays that were spectacular, and then one play that was right to him and he missed it. That's kind of been the talk of him in Cleveland, that he can make the real big plays and some of the other ones he doesn't get.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to let one play, deter me on the way that I feel about Greg Little. I think he's since he's been here, number one, he's an outstanding talent. And since he's been here, he's done everything that we've asked him to do. He's been a real pro about the way he's gone about doing his job. And his job is, just like everybody else out here, is just going to be to focus in and continue to work to get better on a day-in and day-out basis. I thought today, if you take the sum of the whole practice, I thought he practiced fairly well.
Knowing that a lot of these guys have rust, they need to knock off timing issues they need to get through on the first day. What do you really expect to see from them, all those things considered, on the first day?
Well, I think the first thing that you want to see is you want to make sure that guys, there's a lot of carryover from where we finished off in the offseason. I think when you watch practice today, the ball wasn't on the ground a lot. We had a couple times where the ball's on the ground, but I thought for the most part it was pretty clean. And now I want to see, can we continue to get better, to get that rhythm and that cohesiveness with the quarterbacks and the receivers, the tight ends and the passing game, see if we can continue to get that better.
I saw Jones Drew back returning punts. Is that just a camp thing, or is he in the mix?
Well, I think we're going to look at it. That position is not it's not been settled yet. He's a guy that when he came into the league, he's done that some, and he's done it at a high level. And he's a guy that I want to take a look at down there. I think, we want to go into this training camp with an open mind and really open up to all possibilities of guys, where can guys help us to win football games? And that's one area where he could potentially help us, and I want to take a look at it, and you know, we'll see. You know, it may be something that works out for us, and it may not. But we'll see.
Coach, is Derek Carr ahead of where you thought he would be at this point?
You know, to be honest with you, he's in a good spot. Okay, whether he's ahead of where I thought he'd be, he's on target, he's behind. I think he's in a good position. As a rookie quarterback coming into this league, I like what I've seen out of him so far, but it's really way too early to make any determination on that. But I think he's got a lot of talent. I think he's got a lot of ability, and I'm expecting him to get a lot better as we go through training camp in the preseason.
Coach, is Miles Burris, is he 100% now?
He's 100%. He's 100%. And I think, you know, last year was a big disappointment for him. Because he wasn't healthy. And I think now he's back, he's 100%, he's healthy. And I think you could see out here today that he's moving around well. And I think it's going to be a great competition there at the Will linebacker spot to see, you know, who can step out and take that role over.
If I could follow up, I wanted to ask your expectations of him this year.
Well, my expectations is that he's going to compete to be a starting linebacker for us. Now that'll be determined how we go through training camp in the preseason. There's a lot of time between now and the time we open up against the New York Jets. So I like where he's at right now. But we'll let that play out.
Yeah, this is the first time you had a chance to meet Antonio Smith on the practice field, being that he was out all the offseason. What did you see from him? Does he look like he's completely back and everything?
Yeah, he's healthy. He's healthy. I think, you know, obviously he's still working to kind of get himself – get his football legs up under him a little bit. I'm excited about, you know, the possibilities of what he can bring to this defense. I think he's a good player. He's been a good player in this league for a long time. He's played on some really good defenses, so he understands what it takes to be a championship-level defense.
Coach, it was over 100 degrees today here on the practice field. Did you like that? You know, the Mother Nature revving up the heat first day of camp?
Yeah, I wasn't sure how hot it was. It was a little warm today. But listen, that's what training camp's all about. If you want to be a mentally tough team and you want to be able to win in the fourth quarter, you've got to go through experiences like this where you have to push yourself through the heat. You don't give in to it. And you're able to still can go out and execute your job at a high level. 100-degree heat is no comparison to what it's going to be like, you know, the pressure of opening day. So I thought our guys handled it pretty well. We've got to do a great job of staying hydrated so we can stay healthy and keep these guys out on the field.
Justin Tuck's reputation obviously preceded him, but from what you personally observed since the offseason up till now, has been everything you expected, more than you expected, or about, you know?
He's about right where I expected him to be. He's, again, when we started this whole offseason program, one of the things that we set out to do was bring in veteran leaders that have a championship pedigree and guys that can hopefully help to teach these young guys, what it takes to be a real pro, what it takes to win a championship. He's been that for us. And I expect him to continue to be that force, and he's going to need to be a big force for us on our defense.
And besides the mentoring and all that, you've mentioned before, you don't want these guys on hood ornaments. He looks just as explosive and tough. And
he can still play the game. Yeah. You know, he wouldn't be here if he couldn't play the game. And we've got a lot of guys that are in that situation, you know. So I think we have a nice mix of veteran players as well as some young guys that I think have a chance to come on and be really, really good players for us.
With the way you approach the offseason, all the signings, is that kind of like pushing the chips all in a way, you know, with all those veteran guys?
I think you got to push the chips in all in every year. You know, nothing's promised in the National Football League. And we're here for one reason and one reason only, and that's to win games. And we understand that what we've done around here in the past has not been good enough. And we understand, you know, the task ahead of us, and we're fully committed to getting that done.
How is Justin Pickford really playing with his hand in the ground, supposed to standing up with it pretty easy?
You know, really, I don't think there's been a tough adjustment. I think the biggest adjustment really for all these guys is just, you know, kind of getting used to the terminology. Everything that we're asking him to do is things that he's done in the past. He did it when he was at the University of Michigan. He did it at Pittsburgh. He just happened to be standing up in a two-point stance most of the time when he did that. And there'll be times where we may ask him to do some things out of a two-point stance. But I think he's adjusted well, and I'm looking for good things out of Lamar Woodley.
Coach, with the announcement of Pat Bowlen's illness, do you have any thoughts on what he meant in your career?
Well, you know, I owe a lot to Pat Bowlen, you know, John Fox, John Elway, those guys over at the Denver Broncos organization. I think it's a, you know, it's a sad situation for everybody involved, because really Pat Bowlen has been one of the instrumental parts of the National Football League, you know, I'm sure that he's going to be missed in the National Football League, and I'm sure he's going to be missed in that building over there.
Anything more, guys?
Thanks.
Okay, thanks.